You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamaria e te whanau, you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We're talking about the Writers' Festival again this morning, and we have got a legendary author of beloved books such as Potiki, Cousins 2, and many others that you'll be very familiar with, Patricia Grace, on the line. Morena, Patricia, how are you?
Good morning, kia ora.
Hey, it's lovely to speak to you this morning ahead of what's going to be a big week of events for you at the Auckland Writers' Festival, particularly celebrating your new autobiography, From the Centre, A Writer's Life. Tell us a little bit about what compelled you to start writing your memoirs down.
I wasn't really compelled. I was quite doubtful about writing them, but I started out... Did a first draft, left it for quite a long time, and then picked it up again, and here it is.
Do you find it, as I guess as a writer, reflecting on your own life, a lot of it must be lived through literary moments as well as through the everydayness of just living. What are some things that you found yourself returning to or reflecting on when you were going through these memoirs?
Mainly childhood, my life as a child, and the families that I belong to.
And how
later
do you...
On,
oh, sorry.
Later on, you know, I decided that writing was what I wanted to do, so that's what I've written about too.
And, you know, I think one thing that people love about your books, your fiction work especially, is that it's resonated with people on many different levels across great spans of history and time and family relationships. How do you feel your own life has influenced the way that you have written across your career?
Oh, majorly, really, yes. I always look within myself for... what I want, you know, the things that I want to do as far as writing goes. So it's based on what I know, but, you know, what you know isn't always enough. You have to, what you know, it involves, you know, your creativity, your imagination, your dreams and so forth, but sometimes you need to push beyond that into research and make that your own as well.
Mm. Cousins is a book that I think a lot of people have grown up, I certainly grew up loving it. I know my mum and my aunties, it was a really pivotal moment for them reading that book, as Pākehā as well, understanding their contemporary, you know, Māori friends and communities, and those kind of like parallel moments of thinking about like the women's movement and how that connected to what was happening in Te Ao Māori at the time as well. And this year has been a very significant year for Cousins because it's been adapted into a brilliant movie, which a lot of your whānau has been involved with. How has that process been for you, Patricia, I guess, seeing that book come to life on the screen?
Yes, well, it's been a long, long time coming because it was... The idea of making Cousins into a movie was first thought of by Mira Te Mita probably more than 20 years ago, and some work was done at that stage, quite a lot of work really. Other people since then have been involved, but I think actually the time is right now, and I think the filmmakers have done a wonderful job of adapting the book to the screen.
It's nearly 30 years since that book came out, but I think that is something that people have found going to see it in the cinema this year, is that it feels extremely relevant, all those stories. How do you feel, I guess, as an author, working through those big political problems through fiction? I guess, what's the feelings when you sort of see these conversations still being had 30 years later? Is it something that you find frustrating or interesting, or is it a hopeful thing for you? What's that experience like?
Sort of normal and hopeful. I always, you know, you always look on the positive side of issues to do with your life and your people.
with your whānau being so involved in this, Briar Grace Smith, of course, being one of the co-directors of this, and I think also your granddaughter had some involvement in the art direction and stuff. It must have been quite a proud moment for you seeing that come through strongly. How did you feel about that?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, indeed. I think two of my... Yes, that's right. My granddaughter was in the art side of it. My son was, I think, the photographer. And another grandchild took a small part in it. But I think that's what... I think the film company was like a whānau, you know. And Briar's children and my son... They weren't the only whānau sort of involved in it. I think you know the other director, Angela Gardner, had some of her family involved, and so did some of the others. So they were making use of the very good family members that they had around them.
And I guess for telling a story like Cousins, which is so much about family and whakapapa and cultural heritage as well, that's a really amazing, I guess, way of bringing that into the world visually, with such a community around it too. Just coming back to your memoir again, which I'm really looking forward to reading, did you find that when you were, as you were saying, reading about your childhood and stuff, did you find reflecting on that time in your life and looking at the work that you've produced across your career, do you see, I guess, an interplay between things that shaped you as a child and things you went on to do as an author and as an activist in your life?
Yes, I think so. And other people think that as well, you know, that the kind of childhood I had was conducive to what I did later. So, yes, it was a childhood where, you know, we could use our creativity, our imaginations, and the freedom that we had to explore, I think, was very important. Whether that was, at, you know, around the beach, around the bush, out in nature, or whether that was in the city, you know, being free to, being able and enabled to catch a tram from school to the dental clinic, just alone, at 7 years of age, and coming back again and going back to school, you know, catching the buses every morning. They weren't school buses, they were the public, it was public transport, but also we knew the streets pretty well and felt safe in them.
It must be a pretty incredible thing for your family to be able to read these memories of yours as well and reflect on that alongside you. Patricia, it's been a real pleasure to speak to you this morning. Thank you so much for giving us the time for a kōrero today. If people want to come and see you talk more about this book and your life as a writer, you're going to be at the Auckland Writers Festival doing various events across the week, but your conversation about From the Centre, A Writer's Life will be happening on Saturday, the 15th of May from 11 till 12 p.m. at the Aotea Centre, and you can grab your tickets, all you listeners, from the Writers Festival website. Thank you so much, Patricia, for speaking to us this morning. Have a lovely rest of your week, and we'll see you at the Writers Festival.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.